This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I'm back, babes. Had a lovely little hollybobs in Spain. I'm here. I'm ready to rumble with this today's FUBAR Radio show. A little bit delirious because we've got 1.5 million guests on today's show. But I'm gassed about it. Up first, I'm going to play you a little... We had a little prereq just a minute ago because Oscar, who I was chatting to, had to run and basically start to finish his next single that he's going to be releasing. I'm really excited about his next album. He's a very, very lovely boy. I'm just going to, without further ado, shut up and play this lovely interview with a complete babe.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Oscar, welcome to FUBAR Radio. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Oh gosh, your voice is absolutely amazing.
Voice for the radio.
You have got a voice for the radio, voice for the voice of a singer, voice for the music.
I should start doing like iDance, you know?
No, you should actually do
and
that.
This is FUBAR Radio.
Oh my God.
I could get a bit more bass in there.
You need to be a voiceover person.
I've been told this before, actually.
Because actually, I even read an interview with you in a magazine, and it commented on your beautiful low voice.
Yeah.
And you're quite a tall man, also.
Yeah. Quite manly.
Together,
I trick people on the phone. They think I'm like 50 years old. I'm like, I could get a mortgage tomorrow. Do you know what I mean?
Can you do me your best dad voice? Like, to pretend you're annoyed with me and I'm your daughter. This is a weird scenario.
I like this. Okay. Harriet, you really should have done your homework.
Oh, my God. Are you sure you're not? Because
I think I'm an old soul.
Are you?
That's what it is.
Well, talking of old souls, you're kind of, in a way, bringing back something a little bit old, the Britpop vibe. It's not that long ago that the Britpop era was occurring, but your music is kind of 2018 Britpop.
Yeah, well, it comes from a very kind of, it comes from like a British place, obviously London, and I think it doesn't sound American, and you know, I'm not trying to sound American, I'm proud of who I am. It's British and it's pop, so I guess it is
Britpop,
but it's not exactly guitar. There's no guitars on the new record.
So. I know what you mean, because you obviously don't want to be pigeonholed as well into any genre, but that's just what it's basically what I found when I started listening to the new stuff was that it feels, well, because your previous releases were more so almost Britpop, but it's just almost an easy way to kind of link it, because actually it's feel good music. It's like exciting, fun. I wouldn't describe it as straight rock or straight punk or straight pop or anything, because it's got that merging of different stuff. Does that come from a background for you of Britpop, or what was your inspirations?
You know, it's funny because when I went to art school, I was really into collage, and I kind of think that I related that very much to like how I made music, that approach of just like throwing, you know, bits of this here, bits of this there. It was all about sampling for me, so it was kind of Britpop was one strain of that, you know, of like, oh, that's one part of music that I got really into, because actually before I really listened to guitar music, I was singing and playing classical music and was really into hip-hop, R&B, garage, stuff that my older sister was into. So I didn't really listen to guitar music until I was about 17, so it kind of hit me quite late, and then I was like, right, I've got to catch up, you know.
And while you were just hitting puberty probably, which is even more intense.
Yeah,
hitting puberty, discovering guitar music, an intense experience, I'm sure.
Yeah, that, you know, there was like Avril Lavigne made an appearance. I still listen to her. I think she's
great. Mate, that album, insanely good.
Yeah.
Skater Boy spelt with an 8.
Yeah.
Who gets better than Skater Boy spelt with an 8?
You don't.
There's nothing.
Actually, I went to karaoke the other night and I was like really ready to do that and just like do bits with it. And they didn't have it on the system.
Heartbreak.
They had Girlfriend, which I was like, yeah, it's a good song, but it's not.
That's weird. Skater Boy is hands down her biggest song.
I think so, yeah.
That Girlfriend one as well is when she kind of came back after.
It wasn't as heartfelt.
And
somehow.
Everyone was like, that's actually quite weird, because you're just trying to steal someone's boyfriend.
Yeah, not a great impression, is it?
Yeah, I don't like your girlfriend. Dump her and go out with me. Bit aggressive, Avril. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, a bit much. Well, I don't know what she's doing now, so.
One Up, let's have a little chat about it.
Let's do it.
It's a really beautiful song.
Thank you.
I really kind of linked with it in many ways, but I felt a lot of what I've read and what I've looked what I heard in the song as well, the kind of rebirth element, the celebration of being able to start again, and and also you discussing how it related to your own depression and anxiety. I really link with that because I feel like if you can't repeat and change and refresh as new, then what's the point in, you know, we need that to live. We need that to survive. And I just wanted to talk to you about it because I feel like it's a really beautiful way to express the way you were feeling.
Yeah, I went through a lot after the release of Cut and Paste. I kind of sort of fell out of love with being an artist in a way, and sort of struggled a lot with I think self-love and sort of believing in myself and my abilities and potential, and a kind of that song really kind of was a manifestation of that, and was a celebration of almost like falling out and then falling back in love with yourself, and you know, just a very kind of heartfelt message to everyone else who's suffered and can, you know, do it again and do it better this time.
And I think specifically men in mental health at the moment, there's a big drive to push men to talk more about it, because it's not the natural order of things for guys to feel like they can discuss it. And do you feel like with you as a man talking about it that it will help to change? Because I feel like that's the change only comes from people just doing it.
Yeah, well, I want to be the mascot for that. I want to, you know, set an example. Sounding so manly. You know, I want to talk about these issues and
yeah, but
you know,
it's important.
I think it is, and I actually recently just did a documentary about masculinity and kind of the ins and outs and the you know, how contentious an issue it is, and yeah, the nuances of it, which are that it's everyone has a different read on it. You know, masculinity means so many different things to so many different people, and for me, I think it's just being able to be honest and comfortable and like and yeah, in touch with your emotions, and it's, that's not a problem. There's no agenda behind it. It's just telling people how you feel with no kind of problem being attached to that. You know, it should just be easy.
I totally agree. And I actually saw something just on the way here on the tube, because it's Madonna's 60th birthday today. Happy birthday, Madonna.
Happy birthday. What an icon.
What an icon.
Can we have a moment for her?
Yeah, just to look.
Okay.
Life is a someone reposted, one of my friends reposted her t-shirt that she was wearing, and it said on it, "You don't like a man for dressing like a girl because you don't like you because you believe girls are worthless. So if a man dresses as a woman," and it was so interesting. So I was like, "That is so," because actually, what is seen as weak in inverted commas by society is what is viewed as being feminine, so being emotional, and that is so changing now.
Yeah, well, it is, and it's a great thing. And I think the next generation are really going to put that into practice. And yeah, I'm happy about that.
All our babies are going to be awesome. Mine and yours, by the way. Yeah. We are going to have children after this.
We are.
Just to get that straight out of the way.
All good.
But you know, that next gen, you're totally right. They're going to be, and your music is helping. So thank you for that.
Well, I hope so. I'm just trying to do my part and kind of give people therapy in a way.
Yeah. And also, you're giving people therapy with that video. It is sick.
Oh, thank you.
Bringing me back to PlayStation of the old days.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favourite? It was like an 8-bit, just to explain it to everyone who hasn't seen it. And if you haven't, go and watch it immediately. It's an 8-bit kind of old school. You guys having a really... You and Sarah Benito having an amazing time inside a video game,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, Lost in the Source.
Yeah, Lost in the Source, and you were levelling up to the max at every point.
Well, essentially, I fight myself in the video. So the video is, like, it's got that kind of spiritual read of the song where it's like, you know, you are your own worst enemy, but then you can also kind of fight yourself and transcend that. So, yeah, it's got, like, Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. And
Street Fighter's
like,
a fave.
Zelda and all those old game references. Actually, funnily enough, I wasn't allowed to play video games when I was young.
Really?
So I would go to my dad's house and play PlayStation.
Like, oh, but that was like serious.
But my mum's house, just wasn't allowed.
So you would have gotten serious shit if your mum had found out.
Yeah, definitely.
What was your fave? Did you have a fave?
I would say Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, it's a good one. I actually bought it recently. The old one as well.
It's having a comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's great.
I've got to say GoldenEye for me, James Bond.
That was good.
Really, really badly made, but brilliant game to play.
That was. I think I did a few all-nighters, like drinking Red Bull.
Oh.
And playing GoldenEye.
Also so intense, like really hyper on like Red yeah. Bull and also shooting people.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, don't try this at home, kids.
This is your first release since Cut and Paste.
It is,
how,
yeah.
How does it feel to have that cathartic sort of feeling after you've released the first one after a little while?
I was really ready to do it again.
Because if you fell out of love with it and now you're that in love that you're like desperate to get it out again.
I think I had to go through that to kind of get to where I am now. And now
metamorphosize.
Like, totally. I mean, artists do evolve. This is the thing, you know, that's the whole point of being an artist is you are allowed to change. And well, I mean, humans, they change. And so artists do change. And I went through lots of changes and realized things. And yeah, it feels like the right time to do it again.
And there's more songs. You've done a song with Shura.
Yes.
I am obsessed with Shura.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I think she's actually scared of this show because I've had her on the phone on the show. She wasn't able to come in. But I talked about her so much when she did her last release that it was actually quite stalkery.
She's very low-key.
Say hi from me. Anyway.
I will. I'll send her your love.
But tell me a little bit about the track. What can we expect from the new ones? Especially the Shura one, I want to know. I'm desperate.
So, actually straight after the show, I'm going to mix the next single.
Sick.
And that's going to come out early September, so not too far away. And then so the one with Shura is it's describing a feeling. It's a sensation that you can get. It's kind of often seen as negative, but in this version it's sort of a positive thing. It's like
Ooh.
Feeling so much of something that you're kind of really scared, but you know that there's something good behind it. But it's sort of disorientating. That's all I'm going to say for now.
Oh.
And so it's like got a little sort of duet thing going.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. And like your voices together, I think, will be beautiful.
It's like Barry White and Madonna.
It's exactly like that.
That's it. Yeah.
It literally is like that. The exact same thing. If anything, I don't need Barry White and Madonna. I just need you two.
Oh, we're the new Barry White and Madonna.
And are you doing any more gigs this year? Or are you going to hold off until you've done some more releases?
To be confirmed. I think, yeah, I want to really sort of make the live show just so. Do you know what I mean?
Because I saw that you said you wanted to make it like it wasn't just a show, it's got to be like a experience for the audience.
I think I want it to be like, you know, put it on in places, it's like a happening kind of thing. And, you know, just make sure that it's totally me and, yeah, it represents where I'm at right now. I kind of wanted to do like a glorified karaoke thing.
Yes, please.
I think that would be quite fun.
I would be, sign me up.
Just me and a DJ going for it with the lyrics behind, you know, it could be fun.
Game over. Done.
Done.
You're also a writer. Just before we go, I wanted to touch on, you've been busy. You haven't been doing nothing while you've had a break. You've been very, very busy. So you've written for actually loads of girls that have been through the show. Mae Muller, Mabel and Girly, all girls that we absolutely love on FUBAR. They've all been through,
had
a chat. Mae came in really recently, actually.
Yeah.
Very excited for her and what's coming. I think she's going to be...
Yeah, it's big.
And Girly actually took over and did her own show the other day here.
I know, but I was supposed to come. But I was in a session all the way in bloody God knows where, outside of
London.
Don't
worry. You're here. And
I was there in spirit and now I'm here.
But now I'm winning because I've got you.
Yeah, you got me, exactly.
But it must be amazing to write for other people, but also slightly odd. Did it, when you were in that mind space of not wanting to make your own music, was it kind of what you needed?
I think it's exactly what I needed because it gave me the confidence to like help other people find their voice and tell their story and kind of communicate. And then by doing that, it sort of made me realize I've got something to give, you know, like, and so, yeah, I think it was incredibly sort of influential, I suppose. And I'm going to carry on doing simultaneously writing. And I've been doing a lot of production for people as well. I've been very busy.
God, real fingers in pies over there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Might even write a book. Who knows?
Mate, write a book.
Do a story tape.
Oh, my God. I love story tapes so much.
Yeah. What was your favourite one?
Oh, this is so weird. It's called Treehorn and no one's ever heard of it.
Is it Swedish?
I think it might be. And if you voiced it, my world would explode.
Well, I'm going to Sweden soon, so maybe we can sort that out.
Shit. You're amazing. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to let you go and mix your music now.
Thank you.
Whatever that means. This is going to, we're going to play your new single.
Great.
Can you introduce it for us and make sure you put, if you need me to do anything in the mixing process, like sing you a bit of a line or.
It might need some another rap.
Yeah.
Additional rap.
Well, if you need it, it's there. Just let me
Thank
know.
You.
I could come with you actually after the after this.
Yeah, could come in.
Okay.
Do you want to do Shura's part? Do you want to just be Shura?
Yes.
Okay.
That's basically what I'm going for. Could you introduce one up for us, please, Oscar?
Hello, you are listening to Oscar, and you're about to listen to One Up,
yes.
Featuring Sarah Benito on FUBAR Radio.
Are we in real time? Has it been too long? Am I gonna die before I reach the next level? I held the controller a little bit too tight. Is the game over? Will I get a new life? Here I am, I'm stuck in one player mode. Maybe it's me that's broke. I don't wanna be the bad one. When you left, I can feel the world go cold. It really ain't no fun playing all alone. Gonna do something new in my next life. On the screen I can dream where there's no life. If I can love myself, I won't need no one else. Once enough, and tell the world I'm alright. There's a glitch in the system on this next level. I'm lost in the moment trying to find my way out. Cause I don't have the right code. I'm on a friendly fire. Can you make me invisible? I feel it all. Here I am, I'm stuck in one player mode. Maybe it's me that's broke. I don't wanna be the bad one. You left, I can feel the world go cold. It really ain't no fun playing all alone. Gonna do something new in my next life. On the screen I can dream where there's no life. If I can love myself, I won't need no one else. Once enough, tell the world that I'm all right. もう君はいなかったんだ Life by life I don't know where to go まだ探してるんだ足跡消えていく Disappearing Walking through the woods I'm still dreaming Left or right I don't know anymore Game over Fall to the floor Then I see the sky 空を見上げる新世界 Leave this place I goodbye 遠くまででも怖くない Dori bocci, just with me. Save this game to my memory. Next level, got a new life. One up, get it right this time.
Gonna do something new with my next life. On the screen, I can dream where there's no life. If I can love myself, I won't need no one else. Once enough.
Oscar. Gia Gray is in the building.
Hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Really well.
Good.
Slightly cooler today than I have been for the last 3 months.
Yeah, of course.
Enjoying the rain in a weird way.
No.
Oh, no. Not
my
you.
My hair.
Oh, I know what you mean. I look like an absolute hedgehog when I arrived.
You look quite.
No, babe. I had to do this, like, for people at home, I'm rubbing my hair quite. I had to put, you know, the oils from the hands.
I had to
oil this baby down.
No, literally. You're lucky. I've got, like, naturally curly hair, so the damp weather just makes the hair go
so
crazy.
Does it go straight? Because my producer Nat has the same problem. Mm-hmm. She goes out in the humidity and it's like,
yeah,
because I've got naturally curly hair as well. Mm-hmm. And if I leave it normal, it's a complete mess. Yeah. So I actually curl my hair.
No, yeah, literally, I just have it straight or I try to wave it. Because when you wave it,
that's what
it's
I
less,
do.
Yeah. That it's less obvious that it's going a bit crazy.
But aren't we weird, right, that we have hair, however it is, whatever state it's in, and we do things like, I've got curly hair, but I dry it and then curl it, and you've got curly hair and you dry it and then you wave it. Like, we're so weird.
Yeah. I know, but then it's different textures then.
Yeah.
That's what
we're just keeping
understand.
It keeping it exciting.
Exactly.
Keeping it fresh.
A bit of variety.
Yeah. We got to. Well, you look great, babe.
Thank you, so do you.
You've managed to avoid the rain and now it's fine. It's almost beautiful sky out there.
That's what I do, man. Make the weather change.
Well, thank you, because it was horrible, Gia, and now I feel so much better. Nat says, get a Brazilian blow dry. It solves all the frizz issues.
True. True, but then I'm scared.
Because it's forever.
Yeah. Even though I hate my curly hair, it's one of those ones where I'm like,
you might
change
your mind
then. Exactly.
You might decide in a year you love your curly hair. Because I've definitely been through stages of, only lasts for 2 months apparently.
Oh, okay. I'm going to put that.
You just food for thought.
Yeah.
Let's talk about music.
Let's
Call Me. It's out now.
Yes.
GRM Daily did the, put it on their official, which is always brilliant for new artists because it gives you such a widespread reach. How did you feel after that went out? Was it really good? Because the reaction seemed really good.
Yeah. No, obviously it was really surreal because it's the first kind of video I've done and it's the first time it's been out and, you know, it's scary at the same time getting people's reactions, but majority of the reactions were great. You know, obviously there's some where people are like, take her off, or, but
mate, I can't tell you about the amount of people that say things. It's my favourite thing in the whole world is looking at comments from people. In fact, the one that I love that I talk about all the time is when I interviewed Post Malone. The dirty stuff people wrote, I'm not joking. It is weird. But the only way you can know you're doing something and you're doing it right is if there's haters.
Exactly. And it's like, at first I was trying to not look at it, but you can't help it.
No, you should look.
Like, you know what? I'm going to look. And it's like, well, I'm on GRM Daily. What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh!
Do you know what I mean? What are you doing?
Yeah, Keyboard Warriors,
they're doing. Exactly.
It's a banger. And we're also excited because we've got another one coming out tomorrow.
Another one tomorrow.
Tomorrow is called Back For More. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about it.
So basically with that song, it's different to Call Me because when I did Call Me, I was in the studio and the beat got made whilst I was there and we wrote it all like when I was there. But with this song, it was already made, the beat. Went to the studio, just sat down and just started writing to it.
And what was that like as a different experience from writing when the beat was being made live?
It is a bit difficult because I love to be in the whole process and I love to like being involved and be like, oh, okay, let's add this, let's take this out, da 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 da. But I kind of had to push myself. I limited myself at first. I was like, no, I can't. I have to have it made there when I'm there.
You've got to open yourself to new things, though, haven't you?
Well, I'm glad I did because it's a good song. I love it. It's a good song. At first, I wasn't too sure about it, but then I really just warmed to it.
But don't you think, and even your own songs, I mean, I haven't got personal experience with this, but there are songs that I'll listen to once and then I'll be like, no, don't like it. And then I literally listen to it a second time and I'm like, banger.
Yeah, literally. That's what it was like with this one. And it's why I think people's reactions help as well. Because when I made it, I was like, meh, it's all right. You know, it's good. Good writing skills. Meh, meh, meh. And then when my manager came in and the engineer, when we listened to it all together.
And you got gassed
like,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is it. Yeah, love
it.
And I was like, darts, and he was all darts, and he was like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. And then when someone says it's a banger, you're like, yeah, it's
But it's good to know that you aren't, because the thing is, if you get, I also think there's something to be said about people that think every single thing that they create is like Kanye West levels of amazing, and it's like, oh, this is sick, everything's sick. It's good to go, oh, I like this, but I'm not sure, and then go, no, I'm sure, I know this is a song for me.
Yeah,
like that's that whole process is such a learning curve for you.
It is, and sometimes it's a bit disheartening when you're first like, I don't know, I really don't know, but then obviously once you get the reaction of other people, it just builds you up even more, builds up your confidence, and you're like, actually, you know what, this is good. It stops the self doubt because I think people are so quick to doubt themselves.
100% and then, everybody is the same though.
But once you get that reaction from other people, it kind of, like I said, instills that confidence in you. And you're like, you know what? No, I am. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a boss.
The funny thing is, we had an interview with a guy called Tyler Hilton, who is a really great musician in America, and he's very big. Used to be in One Tree Hill. Do you remember One Tree Hill? And he was saying in the show, he was like, do you know what I've learned is that when I'm in the studio with someone that's like uber famous and successful, and you talk through all the things that make you nervous and the things that make you upset, and you realise that you're nervous and worried about exactly the same thing. And that never goes away.
Never. No, never. Like, because before, like, I really, really got into the music thing, I was just doing gigs around, you know, like, just doing a few gigs places just to have experience.
And build your confidence.
Exactly. And get links and connects with people. And I would go on and I'm really nervous. Like, really, really nervous. And then as soon as I got on the stage, I was like, you know, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool now. Like, everyone gets it. And everyone thinks that, you know, these big stars, they can do everything. They're fine. They don't get nervous like I do. But everyone does it. We're all human at the end of the day. Like, we're all human. We all have those same emotions that everybody else has.
Yeah, and there's a difference between you've done it a million times and you know the set list and you know, and so there's the nervousness is almost different because like the nervousness you're feeling now is not going to be the nervousness you feel in a couple of years' time.
Yeah,
which is exciting. And so you're going to release a new single tomorrow. What's the plan? Are you going to do an EP or are you just going to keep releasing singles?
Well, I'm hoping to do an EP, but I think because I've got like quite a few tracks I stashed away from just being in the studio and making music, and I was going to use those, but then now I'm thinking just to use them as singles and then create a whole new EP just like from scratch, just sit in the studio and just write and create music and just see what new sound comes about, because even these experiences are also that change you as well.
100%.
So it's one of them ones where should I make an EP with my old stuff or should I start to evolve, because I'm already evolving as a person and my experiences are evolving. Like last year I never thought I'd be sitting at a radio station talking about my music and, you know, talking about my life, but now I think I want to create a whole new EP and write from about my experiences now.
Well, yeah, because you're a different person to when you probably wrote those songs, so it wouldn't be representative.
No, yeah.
That's the weird thing about music is it's like so staggered, like you can write a song 3 years. But then you also might find in 2 years that you're like, that song I wrote 3 years ago is so me now.
Yeah.
I'm going to release it, you know?
Yeah.
What would you say was sort of your biggest musical influences, like growing up and hearing music for the first time? Where did you really garner a lot of your inspiration from?
Basically, my mum. Like, my mum, she...
Shout out your mum.
Shout out Mumsy.
Cheers.
Yay. No, literally, she like just played music all the time, like loads of different styles of music. And my granddad used to be in a band when he was back in the Dizzy. And we used to go down to the garage, as we call it, at the end of the garden, do like karaoke, and he didn't like show me like all folk and country songs and
oh my God, I love it.
Rock songs. And then my mum was like R&B, old school R&B music, and I've just had a lot of influence from my whole family, really, because my family love music. Like, my mum's not a singer, but she loves music.
Does she sing?
No.
She tries
sometimes, but she has just got a little bit of something there.
Something. She's got to, because she gave it to you.
Exactly.
So.
But yeah, no, it's mostly my mum and my granddad, really.
The biggest sort of... Well, that's the way you kind of make your music map, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In talking about the songs, so obviously Call Me... A lot of people, right? I was gonna go into this with you. A lot of people in 2018 don't like being called.
Mm-hmm.
I find that I'm a caller. Right, I like ringing people. My mum's always like, why are you texting them? Ring them. It's much more direct.
No, yeah.
Are you the same or are you like, text me, WhatsApp me, do not ring me?
It depends. If there's enough, if there's like gossip and juice, it's like, call me right now.
Oh, okay.
Call me right now.
But that means you text first and then you call. If someone cold called you, would you pick up?
Yeah, I don't like not pick up because that's just annoying. But... if they call, sometimes when you have, you know, when someone calls and it's just like, hi, you're right. Yeah, you? Good, what are you doing? Nah. All right, bye.
Oh, no, that's my bread and butter. I love that shit.
I don't. I just, because then I'm just like, so what should we talk about? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I've got days to talk.
But then I'm actually quite a voice noter.
Oh God, I hate that.
What?
How do you get so panicked because I feel like, am I meant to talk back? And then I'm like, no. And then do I do a voice note back? Hate the sound of my own voice. I know it's my job. I know it's my job. But in that respect, I'm like, look, I'm not at work. I can't record my voice.
Mm. But sometimes I just hate typing sometimes.
Yeah.
It's so long.
So extra to
it's
type.
So extra. So like, especially if you've got like a long paragraph. And
that is so 2018, like, isn't it? That's the most 2018 thing I've ever heard.
No, but it's true. So I'm either a voice note or a caller. If it's gossip or like some juice, call me. If it's just like a conversation where I just can't be bothered to type, I'm going to voice note you.
I literally call people walking to like see them. Like I'll be walking to see them and I'll ring them on the way and be like, on my way. Just chat. Yeah. Just loads
but
of chat.
But then what are you going to do when you see them?
To be fair, mate. With what I do, I've got chat for days. Like, it's just, yeah. it's too much, and I need to get it out. Otherwise, the radio would be awful. But I just wanted to get that because I find it really funny when people are like, "Why would they call me?"
No,
that's so rude. Like, some people are really weird about it.
Yeah.
Back for more. Tell because this is there's a lot of romance happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Back for more. Tell me a bit about what that's who it's about, what it's about. What is it? It's kind of an inspired track as opposed to a situational.
So. Like, basically, when I write, it's because I'm still quite young, you know, I'm still quite young. I haven't had a lot of experience in life yet.
Yeah.
And when I write, it comes from a place where I create a character. And
yeah,
then,
it's cool, man.
And then I'll write a story about the character and then create that situation and scenario. Or even if it's like a little, so like Call Me, for example, that's a situation that everyone goes through, you know, in life. Everyone goes through that situation with their other half and it's like, seriously, stop playing.
Call Me.
But I will take a little snippet of something that's happened to me and then I'll kind of make it a bit bigger in this grand, like a grand, more of a grand scale.
Yeah.
And then it makes a song. Whereas Back for More, like I said, it was just like kind of like a character.
Yeah.
Like
and it's a kind of thing where I'm glad that you haven't experienced that level of heartbreak, mm-hmm. but it is coming. And when it does, it will be an interesting thing to see the difference for you.
Yeah. I am excited to go through experiences more in life because then I feel like my writing will get so much better because it's something that I've experienced myself and feelings that I've felt and then, you know, but
you can still have those feelings, I think. They just might not be about being in love with someone.
It might
be about a friend, about school, about mm-hmm. exact, you know, you can have feelings. I mean, if you look at artists like Clairo, she's like, yeah. really super young and has, and Billie Eilish, she's like was 16 when she came out, you know, that it's, I think it's completely normal to be able to, I mean, look at actors, it's all the kind of same industry, you know, you're creating something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I get you, but yeah, I just create a character, create a scenario and go with it. Or sometimes if I'm just listening to the beat and I'm sitting there and I'm like, whatever comes to my head, I'll just sing it and then I'll roll with it.
It's like intuition in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
it's an exciting. Are you doing any live performances this year? Or are you? Is there anywhere we can come and check you out?
I've done a few recently, but I haven't got any coming up. But everything is just put on my social media.
Yeah, just everyone needs to find you at Official Gia Gray, and that's everywhere, isn't it?
Everywhere.
Perfect. Well, I'd love to play Call Me.
Thank you.
If you can introduce it for me, and then everyone also can check out Back for More, which is coming out tomorrow on your socials, and we'll be able to get the links.
Yeah,
on there.
Definitely. Yeah.
But can you introduce Call Me for us?
Yeah. Hey, this is Gia Gray, and you're going to be listening to Call Me on FUBAR Radio.
Always posted, wanted you to call me. Never leave me hanging on the answer phone. When I'm feeling lonely, you to hold me. Never leave me sleeping at night alone.
Hurry up, why you taking long? I beg you don't try again with me. You know I'm never wrong. I don't wanna hear excuses. I'll just say no song. We've been on this road before. Can we get along? Drop, call me while you're rolling. Bring my phone. We can fly and see scenic view, girl. Rosetta Stone.
Waiting for you to call.
You don't pick up just voicemails when I call. What went wrong? I'm just waiting on your call. Whenever you're about with your homie, you see me phoning and you just ignore me. Hurry up, why you taking long? I bet you don't try to get with me. You know I'm never wrong, I don't wanna hear excuses. All the same old song, we've been on this road before. Can we get along? Drop, call me. You to call me, never leave me hanging on the answer phone. When I'm feeling lonely, you to hold me, never leave me sleeping at night alone.
Hurry up, why you taking long? I bet you don't try to get with me. You know I'm never wrong, I don't wanna hear excuses. All the same old song, we've been on this road before. Can we get along? Drop, call me while you're rolling. Bring my phone, we can fly and see.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. I'm joined in the studio right now, all the way from Australia. Remy are here, which is obviously Remy and Sensible J.
Yes, indeed.
But do I say Remy? Because your name is actually Remy.
Yeah, my name is Remy. Well, my full name is Aderemi, but like everybody just calls me Remy.
And so you made the band name Remy, but it's like Remy shouting Remy. It's like Remy because
yeah,
it's in
like
capital
that.
Letters.
It's in capitals, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I just wanted
like
to
like internet shouting. You know what I mean? It's like a what do you call it? It's like a keyboard warrior. You know what I mean? They wouldn't actually shout in your face, just shout in the text. You know?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they'd probably shy away from even speaking directly to you.
Exactly.
But
you know.
Right there and then. They're using exclamation marks.
Exactly.
They're shouting
pay
right
pay attention
in your face.
To me now, but like if you catch me in the street, don't look me in the eye.
Yeah. Don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
You have had an exciting few months. Well, month, because you've been in Europe and you headlined birthdays last week.
Yeah.
Which ironically was on my actual birthday.
Really? It was one of my friend's birthdays as well. That's crazy. People
Happy
have
birthday.
Birthdays.
People have birthdays every day.
That's wild.
Leo season. Leo season, you know? That's what happens.
Hey.
How was birthdays? Sorry I couldn't make it. It was my birthday. Sorry.
No, you had to do your thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What did you do for your birthday?
I was in Spain.
Ooh.
So I sunbathed.
Nice, like Madrid or something, or
A place called Denia.
Okay,
that was my best Spanish accent.
Denia. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Was it beautiful?
It was stunning, but dope. Probably not as stunning as your headline set.
I'm sure it was like more like I guess locationally stunning.
Yeah.
If
what
that
are you
even
saying
is
about
a word.
Birthdays?
No, I'm saying it was stunning because of the people that were there and like the energy in the room was definitely like crazy. But you can't sunbake in birthdays after you're finished, you know.
Well, depends how hot it gets in there.
Oh no, you can sweat in birthdays, like no doubt. Like that's what happened. Like I really regret hugging a few of our friends afterwards because they were drenched.
Wet.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No,
for
that's
them,
lovely.
You know.
You're sharing the love.
Yes, and bodily fluid. You know,
yeah.
All the love.
It's very important to share bodily fluids, otherwise we wouldn't exist. So how are we as an English people, as an audience, were we okay? Did we meet the criteria? Were we up to scratch?
There was a lot of love. We got a lot of love for like pretty much all the audiences on this side of the globe, like from like Britain out to the rest of Europe, like because there's just so much openness to our sound, you know what I mean? A lot of people really feel hip-hop and they understand how diverse hip-hop is as well. Like they're not even though the media is definitely like segregates hip-hop into very specific things.
Well, that's because they can't handle it. It's like we need to put you in a box, otherwise we can't talk about it because we're scared.
Exactly. But people's minds and ears are much more open when it comes to like being in front of them and them experiencing what we do. So it's been really dope over here.
And it's best in that sense as well, touring with Bishop Nehru, like that's getting an audience that maybe haven't heard you as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think your music is the kind of music that before I heard it, I definitely listened to it and was like, I could be anywhere and listen to this and enjoy myself. Because you know, you go to certain gigs and it's like, haven't heard any of these songs and I'm just, it's really boring.
Yeah.
Whereas I think yours is like, it's almost like involving. Like you can be quite involved in it and it's very happy, especially My People.
Yeah.
Beautiful song.
Thank you.
Well, we'll touch on that in a minute, but tell me a little bit about the tour with Bishop. Was it amazing?
It was dope. We only did like 4 out of the 8 dates because we had to do our own birthday show, and we like went to Boomtown on Thursday as well.
Sick.
Which was cool. That festival was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like the layout, anyway, stupid. But the actual sets with Bishop were fantastic. Like all the audiences were dope. And it's also nice to kind of see just like different venues in different places, because we just have like no idea what a dope venue in Manchester's like or what a dope venue in like Leeds or Liverpool is like. So it was really nice. Band on the Wall especially, that was probably my favorite venue while we were out here.
It's kind of weird because London is seen as, obviously I was about to say it's seen as the capital, it is the capital of the UK, but you know, everyone kind of draws to it and goes, oh well, you're only interested in music if you're in London, but some of the biggest artists are hailing out of Manchester, Leeds. Obviously the Beatles came from Leeds. Corrected myself before I sounded really stupid, but you know what I mean, like it's kind of nice to go out there and see that people there really love music too,
and they make great music too. Like we're huge fans of like Children of Zeus, for example, out of Manchester. Like they do crazy stuff, and yeah, it's really nice to see that although London is definitely a cultural hub, that like it seems like all those cities were, especially like Manchester and Bristol as well, like really cultural hubs where people are like getting their expression off for themselves, which is super dope.
And something I always ask people when they're traveling over in UK and Europe, you're from Australia, mm-hmm. okay? Lots of barbecues and fresh fish and nice food, I'm sure. I've never been, but I'm assuming from Google that those exist.
We do have good food. We have great food.
So how has the food been? Because I always want to know what other people think of the food here.
It's, you can find good food in the UK. You can find good food.
You guys have got
That's
a bad
such
rep
a bad
food.
Sign, isn't it? You can find it. You just have to look really hard.
But to be fair, though, like, I've seen drastic improvement in the last, like, 4 years we've kind of been coming
Thank
here.
You.
Because when we first came here, like, Costa was, like, the best coffee you could buy.
Oh, no. That's the worst
Oh,
one.
It is. By far, it's the worst. Like, you know, it's just diarrhea and gut pain, you know. And then, like, food-wise, you know, there was definitely, there was, like, amazing food spots. But I remember being, like, super excited by Honest Burgers. Like, when I first came here, I was like, yo, Honest Burgers is crazy. Like, we had it out in Brixton. But, you know, to be real, like, you guys have your own shit out here. Like, jerk chicken, like any, like anything from that side of the earth, like pepper and spice, shout out to you, JJC Chicken in Gillette Square, like, you know, shouts out to Gillette Square, like, generally, I can't believe that you are gonna leave, but yeah, there's mad food out here, and there's mad food that you can't get in Australia as readily, you know. We don't have enough jerk spots. We definitely have like Ethiopian spots, Vietnamese spots, Chinese spots.
That's the one
Indian
thing
spots,
we're lacking out in Melbourne is the jerk spots. We got the rest.
Yeah,
it's good. It's very culturally diverse with the food in Melbourne and here.
Yeah,
but we need some jerk spots.
We need jerk spots heavy, like goat curries, fried plantains.
Yes.
All the things, man. Damn. Yeah.
I'm so pleased because it makes me sad when people come over and like it's shit. So I'm really gassed. But on a completely another, I'm going to give you some like random just ballpark
Please,
questions just
go.
To keep it
let's
completely
go.
Weird in the room.
Dope.
What the fuck is that spider the size of a plate thing happening in your
okay.
country? Because that is something that stops me from traveling there.
No, really? I haven't seen this spider the size of a plate.
I've only seen them on the flights. You find them on the plane
what?
From London to Australia.
No, you don't. Are you being joking?
No, man. Ah. You haven't
you
seen.
You are joking,
there's
aren't
like,
you?
There's videos all over YouTube.
No,
with this
you
shit.
Are joking. You are joking, aren't you? It's like when they hide in the top of the flap in the car, and it's like, hello, I'm just having a nice day.
Yeah.
In your face.
None you of get that. Used I mean, to that. You get used to every time you hop in to check.
Stoy.
No, you do. And my girlfriend, she's a very lovely girl. She doesn't like to kill any animal, so I have to now capture them.
How do you catch them if they're bigger than your hands?
You know the CD, 50 CD, blank CD holders? Remember them from back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
You remember CDs? Yeah, anyway. So that plastic thing is the perfect size. Over the wall, over the spider, piece of paper underneath, take it outside to the neighbor's house and put it in their garden.
I'm not as much of a humanitarian, I can't lie. I either just let them go because I'm too inebriated at that time of the evening when I see them, or like I just, it's done. Like, you know, I have to
stand on them.
Stand on, throw them shoes, slides, heavy objects. I mean, to be real though, like spiders are the least of your concerns. Like if you come to Melbourne, it's fine. Like Melbourne is like, it's to be honest, it's like London. You know what I mean? Like there's nothing around
Still
there that's really gonna.
Here, though.
Yeah, but like
your
spiders aren't
your spiders
even
are
bad.
You can
like,
pick them up, play with them, they're
you
fine.
Can chill. Like we got like orb spiders that hang from like they hang eight where your face is. Like that's where they exist. Like during spring and summer, these things just sit. But they're not the
and
worst.
And then you walk your face into them.
Yeah. You walk your face into them, and they just
their
get bigger.
Beautiful though. You're not looking at the positive. Their web is a piece of art.
Not when you've got your face in it.
No, it's really not when you've got your face in it. And I have an afro too, so like if I walk through a spider web, I got anxiety for the next 45.
That's what it's the anxiety
it's
of
the
like
anxiety.
Oh okay, I've touched it, I didn't even see a spider, but it's probably inside me now.
Yeah, that's
you got
possibly
long hair, you just won't even know.
See,
and now I'm dead.
Exactly. But
well,
I feel you.
Listen, I'm coming to stay with you in Melbourne.
That's
not
fine.
You because you're too nice to the spiders.
That's
and you're
true,
too positive about the spiders.
Oh,
I'm too scared.
They've got heartbeats.
Actually
Come
except
on,
for Harry. Except for the white widows, man. You spray up the house when it comes to those.
Why?
Man.
What will that do
white,
to you?
A white tail.
A white tail,
you,
my
they
bad.
Can have bacteria in their fangs because they eat all the garbage and stuff around your house. So sometimes their fangs can have bacteria in it and it looks like it eats away at your skin a little bit.
You're like David Attenborough.
Yeah, Jay knows a lot of shit.
You're
I'm
amazing.
David Attenborough.
Oh, I like it. Love
Adam,
it.
David Adam Thoreau.
Oh, you guys should write music. Oh, wait. let's talk about My People featuring Tando. It's a beautiful song, beautiful video.
Thank you.
The fashion is so on point. It's unreal.
Ooh, shout out to Tombi and Tombi Moyo, about to be one of the baddest international stylists you've ever seen.
She's unreal. Yeah, I watched the making of the video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm a super stalker. And she's just had that. When she was like, I don't know, just bring some looks and we just see what. And I was like, oh, all of the looks are amazing.
Yo, but the thing is, like, there's not a lie in Tombi. Like, the first time I met Tombi, she kind of grew up in Adelaide, which is like a bit north of in Melbourne. And she came down, and she'd been down for like a year or whatever. And I was DJing at this bar. And she came, like, her friend came up and asked us, like, about this song that we were playing. And I saw her and I was like, yo, you are so fly. And I felt her and a friend's energy. So I was like, we're having a party at the house. Come through like the next couple days. So we had a party at our house and then like they come through and now she's in this new ridiculous outfit. And I'm like, what is this? And it's like, it's not like you've seen the film clip. Like, it's not like, oh, okay, you look dope. It's like, where did you even find that
that's
shit?
That's it. That's
like,
what it is.
And
what is
your inspiration behind this? Because I could see the different eras that you have tied together. Like, it's like listening to dope music when I see your dress. So I was like, okay. And we hadn't even said a word then. Followed her on Instagram, and then I started looking at all her work, and I was like, it is my dream to work with you. And then when the film clip came up, she was the only person I wanted to work with.
You made the right decision.
I feel so. We're not even going to be able to talk to her in the future. Like, I'm going to be like, yo, I knew her one time.
Did you do that really weird thing when you went back through her Instagram and accidentally liked a photo from like 3 years ago?
Oh, no, there was no accidentals.
Oh, right,
like,
right.
It was like, there was intention in everything. Because it's like, especially, like, it's not. Like, it's art, you know what I mean? And, like, especially when it comes to how she dresses and composes, like, everything that she does. I'm just liking pieces of artwork. It's not, like, just selfies in the bathroom and stuff like that. And even if they are selfies in the bathroom, they look ridiculous.
So, yeah, you look insane. You're allowed to take them because you look so good.
Exactly. And, like, you know, that's the homie. So, yeah, she gets all the likes.
And
all the likes.
Well, she helped create what was and is an incredible video, which also kind of really resonates and emanates love, which is kind of the core of this track, right?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Your exactly. Family, love, whether it's blood or whether it's, you know, friends.
Exactly.
It must have been a beautiful day making that, because it was your real life pals.
Yeah, they were all our friends. It was, yeah, it was across 3 days over this weekend, and it was, yeah, it was so beautiful. Like, the director, like, the two co-directors, like, I lived with one of them, so it was, like, family from the people that were putting it together. Obviously, Jay is my family, Tando is my family, so it was made with the family, and then when it came to the film clip, so it was just, yeah, everything was just friendship and love, which is very rare. Like, even in music, especially in rap, you know, nowadays it's like hard to find a lot of like
love,
positivity. So it was good to kind of get that out.
And because we're independent, so you got to ask friends for favors.
Yeah, that too.
And all that stuff.
Well, guys, if you need anything, I'm always here.
Awesome. We got a bunch of spiders that we need removed.
No, that's the only job I don't want to do. I'll do anything else but that.
Some snakes?
Oh, snakes? I couldn't give a shit about snakes. What? I'll pick up a snake, hold
See,
it around
don't
my
come
neck.
To Australia. You play too many games. Like,
oh, yeah. No, I'm
got
not
like top all of the other ones that aren't the black mamba. Like, we got them. Like,
yeah.
You know, the brown snakes that go up your door and shit. Like, they scared. There. No,
I've got a YouTube video to show you after this.
Please.
This is your first single since Divas and Demons.
Yes.
A beautiful single to start on. But why did you pick it? Was there a specific like link to it that you had, or
it was, just the
natural?
First joint that was moving.
And we thought it was a good follow up.
Yeah.
Like, Divas was quite a dark album.
Mm.
We thought we were into a new phase, new sound.
Exactly. And that's not to say that everything we're going to do is going to be like happy go lucky, but it was kind of like, it was a good way to kind of come back. And I think Jay and I had always, like, we've been talking a lot about how much, like, even though you can get your emotions out on a dark album, when it comes to, like, listening to it and feeling it and, like, who we are, we still want to dance, like, all the time. Like, even if you're talking about, like, really, you know, poignant shit, you want it to be something that you can move to and that you can feel in your body, you know what I mean? Because I feel like that's who we are.
And do you think that, are you working on a new album right now?
Yeah, we've been doing like a couple like things in between, but like as soon as we get back to Australia, that's where we're at.
Oh, and so this album's going to be more of a mixture of light and dark and party, party, party.
Yeah, I feel like the energy behind it is that we want to like we want to move. We want something that sounds like movement, you know, and whatever that may be, you know what I mean? Like whether it's movement, like the actual meaning of the word movement, or whether it's just like actual funk, you know, in
your
chest.
Yeah. And I guess that will change up your live set as well and kind of change things for you, you know, when you go out to perform it. It will make things a bit different, a bit more spicy.
I think so. But I mean, at the same time, we do have like, most of our set is stuff that makes you move anyway, especially when you're playing like we just did the Bishop Nuru tour and stuff like that. And we're going to sit there and make the whole room depressed for like, you know, the 45 minutes that we've got. So we definitely infuse a bunch of stuff that gets people moving.
Sick.
Because I feel like, dark albums are for your headphones and for your car and for your emotions, you know.
It's nice to have that though, have both of them for your fans, because it's like you need the bangers, because otherwise you'd be depressed all the time.
Yep.
But then also you need those moments where you can link inside someone else's head and work out what it means for you, type thing.
Straight up, this is reality.
Some of our favorite music is dance floor stuff with a message.
Yeah, fella, he's like Jay's pointing at his fella cootie t-shirt. It's hard to see that on radio, but
hard
it's happening.
See it on radio.
No, they're seeing it with their minds.
That's it.
Exactly.
Did you see it?
When do you guys head back to Australia?
10th of September. We go to Berlin tomorrow and then off to Croatia for 2 weeks of holiday. Then we finish that trip with a boat party on Outlook Festival with Children of Zeus and Lay Full Stop.
Wow. That is a good way to end the summer. Two weeks holiday in Croatia followed by... Because it's kind of nice because you have that weird guilt when you're on holiday, but you're like, I should be working.
We're going to work at nighttime. Whoa. Daytime's going to be beach and then...
Oh.
Got my,
working in the nighttime.
Got my sample here and Rem's got his pad and pen and iPhone.
Well, at least also at the end you can be like, and then we do a massive gig and then you've got that high from the big gig and then you go home.
This is true. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it's a boat. Like, if you're on a boat, like, it's not a big gig. It's like you're hanging out on the boat, listening to your favorite music, playing your favorite music. Like... You know, there's definitely gigs that feel like jobs. There could be no one on that boat. I wouldn't care. I'm still on a boat in Croatia playing music. Like, it's ridiculous.
Can you play that? Like, if someone's DJing after you or whatever, can you make them play "I'm on a boat, motherfucker"? Because if you don't, then you don't, are you even on a boat?
Well, I mean, but you could also scream it. Like, you know what I mean?
As long as it's there, it's present. Because otherwise, have you ever even been on a boat? If you haven't, it's not on a boat.
I'd rather play Christopher Cross Sailing.
Oh, is that a little bit more sort of...
It's yacht rock from the 80s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm not that familiar with the...
I'm on a boat, motherfucker.
I'm not that familiar with yacht rock, but it's something I'm going to look into straight after this. I'm super pumped. Thank you guys so much for coming by.
You're welcome. Thank you for having
us. It's been lovely to see you. Come back. Don't bring any spiders. Bring a snake if you want, because I'm not scared of them.
Okay. I'm definitely not going to bring either.
Perhaps you can recreate the Britney VMA performance with the snake bopping.
You know what? I actually had one like a snake like that around my neck when I was a kid, and like I was like, "Yeah, man, snakes are cool."
You
and then I saw
up.
A photo. No, it was at like a zoo thing. You know what I mean? Like I wasn't like just like.
I thought you were just in the wild.
No, it wasn't some Mowgli shit. But I just like made this snake. You know, I'm doing things with my fingers that look like I'm hypnotizing a snake. You know. Hypnopythoning a snake. Anyway.
That's your next song, Hypnopythoning the Snake.
Britney Spears feature and everything.
Oh my God! That would be the best thing to ever happen to music. Guys, thank you so much. Enjoy your holiday and enjoy the rest of your gigs for the year. And hopefully you'll come back and see us next time you're in town.
Definitely. Thank you for having us.
Can you introduce my people for me?
This is My People, produced by Sensible J, featuring Tando and Remy.
See you in the car, make traffic back up.
Only for you.
You made me wanna cash up. Roll the family dinner in a black truck.
Only for you.
You made me roll the fat one. Even when I got that meeting at the side one.
Only for you.
You made me wanna stand up. When everybody else tripping, and Lord knows that she keep me gassed up. Feeling myself like checking for cancer. In the club, moving like the Jacksons. Till vultures, Snapchat us on cameras. And when security harass us, and we leave in an unorderly fashion.
Only with you.
Still make me wanna dance, love. Because you always hold me down, down, down. But I sometimes don't wanna smack you.
Baby.
When you roast me till I eyes up.
Something like when see if I snatched up.
That's what the fam does, that's what the fam does.
People.
That's my
people.
That's my people, my people.
People, my people.
People.
Uber driver rating.
Right.
Leaving these Uber drivers waiting.
Right.
While we keep on jamming and blazing.
Right.
Make me feel amazing. Coconut oil, cocoa butter, they got me so tasty.
Ooh.
And we got it for Safeway cheap. 5 pink, I discount on that savings. You're always educating. Cause people don't know how to be around us. Are you crazy? Now we're all evacuating. Our house, we're headed to for safety. Put the call out, off score, now play me. More fam comes through, holding some JD, holding some baby, holding us down, down, down. I was so done with the basic. So done with being anxious, done with being gracious, done with a fake shit. So I stay with the fam, I can't
I
wait.
Said people, that's my people.
People, people, people.
That's my people, people, people.
People, people, people.
That's my people, people, my people.
People, people, my people.
People, 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 people.
People, 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 people.
We go where we need to go. Say we go where we need to go. Go. Say we go where we need to go. Say we go where we need to go.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
O'clock and the party's getting louder. Johnny's got a burner and an attitude. Came to dance and bubble, but he's ready if anybody wants to try and get rude. 1 a.m. and the scuffle begins. He sees his friends with some pagan youth. He steps outside, time to decide if the shot he's about to get you.
Run, run for your freedom. Better run, run. You don't wanna see the kingdom. Run, run. If you wanna see the sun, we don't wanna lose another one. Run, run for your freedom. Better run, run. You don't wanna see the kingdom. Run, run. If you wanna see the sun, we don't wanna lose another one.
And Johnny and his crew been camping out all afternoon. Outside in the ride, waiting for the residents so they can swoon. They've been plotting, get the bag, go through the bag, take everything and move. But what you gonna do, what you gonna pull if they come back home too soon?
Run, run, for your freedom. Better run, run, you don't wanna see the kingdom. Run, run. If you wanna see the sun, we don't wanna lose another one. Run, run for your freedom. Better run, run. You don't wanna see the kingdom. Run, run. If you wanna see the sun, we don't wanna lose another one.
What you gonna do, what you gonna say, where you gonna hide when you see those flashing lights? Where you gonna run, where you gonna turn when they catch you slipping by surprise? What you gonna do, what you gonna say, where you gonna hide when you see those flashing lights? Where you gonna run, where you gonna turn when your life flashes before your eyes?
Run, run for your freedom. Better run, run. You don't wanna see the kingdom. Sun, we don't wanna lose another one. Run, run for your freedom. Better run, run. You don't wanna see the kingdom. Run, run. If you wanna see the sun, we don't wanna lose another one.
Ray Black, Run Run. Beautiful single. If you haven't gone and checked out the video for that, do so right now. Lena London's in the building.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Lovely to have you here. I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Having a lovely day. Feeling good. A bit disorientated today.
Okay, that's good. Me too. I've got thrush.
Oh, babe! You poor fuck. Get some cranberry juice in you immediately.
That's literally what B said out there. And I was
B's a babe. She knows about things.
She does. B stands for babe. She knows all about it. I was like, oh, I'm so itchy.
No, you need to go and get some cranberry juice, babe. Okay. ASAP.
Literally,
poor thing.
Yeah. Before
Nightmare.
I came, I was on the train like...
For those of you who don't know, this is a serious problem that women suffer from.
Big time. Big time.
Mostly straight women.
Yeah.
I'm not straight, so I haven't got that problem.
I'm not going to say... Yeah, I've been getting it.
Oh! Foo Bar Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Lena London's been getting it, so you better get it. Your hair is absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
It's so bountiful. Like, I think a lot of people would walk past you and be very jealous of your hair. Like, a lot of men who are like... haven't got enough
balding.
Hair. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of people go, can I have some?
Yeah.
Like, of course you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime. I
share
just,
it.
I go to the hair shop and buy it. It's like $3.99 a pack.
Well, I've got big hair and yeah. People always want to like talk about it. But with you, it's kind of part of your look, your ambiance,
yeah.
Your musical presence.
Yeah, it's like this, I want to be this African prince. Because I was always jealous of my amazing best friends who had really long, luscious hair. So I was like, oh, I can't have that. So I created it. Instead of complaining about it, I just created it.
You can have whatever you want.
Exactly. Literally.
And it's proven by your beautiful mane.
Thank you.
Let's talk about In My Head.
Okay.
This is your track, your
yes.
single. We're going to be playing it in a little minute.
Woo-hoo.
It's an interesting track because you talked about it. It's kind of does talk about in my head, you know, being in your own head and
yeah.
kind of getting a bit too in your own head about
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Because everybody gets a bit too in their own head
yeah.
about stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
In terms, this is a romantic situation.
Yeah.
Now we know that you're getting it. I guess it's in your head and in other places as well. But in terms of this song, when you wrote it, what were you so in your head about?
Well, I got with this guy who was, he wasn't even that attractive, but I really liked him because I thought he was really sweet and really kind. And before that, I'd just broken up with someone I was with for like 5 years.
Oh, mate.
The majority of my 20s. So like literally like, yeah. So anyway, and then he like stopped talking to me. He just like stopped talking to me.
Oh, that's so weird.
So I was in my, you know, I was in my head. And when I was in the studio, I was crying. And this is not really a sad song, but like, I just really like the fact that the beat uplifted me and I was just vibing and I was like, okay, I feel good. Even though I was in my head.
Because you're in your head going, okay, I reckon he hasn't messaged me back because
literally
his phone went into a blender and then he fell out. Do you know what I mean? And you're
yeah.
like, oh, what are the 7 ways that he could have done something to himself
yeah.
to mean that it's okay that he hasn't responded.
Yeah, he accidentally chopped his willy off. That's
yeah.
exactly what I thought. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. exactly. Yeah. And it turns out he did, so it's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's one of those weird things that I think everyone goes through and
yeah.
everyone has been through. It's like, oh, why haven't they texted me back?
Yeah.
And such a ball ache, isn't it?
Oh, seriously, relationships are so annoying.
Boring.
That, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing. There's so much beauty in it, don't get me wrong, but it is like...
So now you're in a slightly different mindset. What kind of songs are you going to be writing now?
Oh, do you know? I don't really know.
You're going to get back into the studio?
Yeah, I've been writing quite a lot at the moment. So at the moment, I think...
Positive songs? Happy songs?
No, I'm super emotional. I'm super sensitive.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to write about whatever's on my heart. Whatever my heart wants to say.
You get it on that page.
I'm literally going to get it on that piece of paper.
You are a big fan of the Spice Girls.
yeah.
Big inspiration for you. Big inspiration for everyone. And if they don't inspire you, something's wrong there.
Big time.
Which Spice Girl are you / which one's your favourite?
The Baby Spice.
Baby Spice.
Yeah, everyone always thought Scary Spice. No. Baby Spice, because she's got
no,
the sweet
voice. No,
it's
not scary. No. Not scary for any other reason. I go for outfits. So for me, it would have been Posh Spice because
okay.
she was literally ahead of the time with her
yeah.
low key, but also really high key, like posh. I don't know. I just really vibed her style.
Yeah.
But then secondary to that is Jerry Halliwell because it's the opposite. It's like everything in one outfit.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like I can't stop Sporty Spice. Mm. That is like 2018 fashion right now.
Yeah, no, that's true. Like TLC vibes, like it's all that
yeah.
kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, I tried today, but it didn't work.
Nah, baby, you're vibing it. You look great. You look great.
But like, yeah, Emma Bunton all the way. I just loved her sweet voice.
She's a really nice person as well.
Oh, okay.
Really nice.
Oh, wow.
Really lovely. Lovely lady.
Yeah,
lovely lady.
I can imagine. I just thought she was the sweetest.
And why do they inspire you so much?
Do you know what? I don't know. Like one day when I was four, I just remember what, because my parents were so strict. They used to make us watch the news or the Teletubbies.
Oh, the news. That's so, the worst. Teletubbies is legit.
Yeah, Teletubbies was good.
But were you like 15 and they were making you watch the Teletubbies? You're like, Mum, come on. This is stupid.
No. No.
No, it was yesterday, wasn't it?
No, it really was yesterday. Yeah. But like, yeah. So anyway, I just walked in the living room and I just saw them perform. It was a live performance, and I don't know what it like.
I just knew.
Yeah, I just think the audience and everyone being together, because we live in such a world that's just so, everyone's so sad all the time and angry and pissed off at one another. I just thought it was such a beautiful thing to be able to bring so many different people of all different sexes, races, whatever, in one room, and everyone just feel the same way. I loved it.
Yeah.
That's what I loved about them. Yeah.
I think that's so dark that you had to watch the news, because I don't ever watch the news.
Oh my God. Like, my mum was always like, paedophiles, there are paedophiles everywhere. And
they are everywhere, but you know, you got to live your life.
Literally. Like, my
parents... I think you're fine now in terms of the paedophile. I think you've passed the paedophile.
You'd like to think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I've still got a paedophile that lives around my area who's always like, I really want to soak you. And I'm like, I'm older.
You've got your own paedophile that you know. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I know, it's really odd.
Keep away from him, please.
I'm trying.
But the news in general must have been quite inspirational for writing music, because there is so much hate and negativity that goes on in the news, isn't there?
Yeah. I think it just inspired me to want to be a kind person. I think, like...
You were like, none of this. Yeah. None of this. And then, on the flip side, you had Teletubbies, which is a fucking weird program. where they're like all the time.
Yeah,
see, she knows. And then the weird donuts that you could get.
They look delicious.
Yeah, and also the sun.
The cookies.
The baby.
Yeah, the baby in the sun.
Baby in the sun's probably like 25 now. That baby is literally fully grown, probably got a driving license and a high sex drive. Anyway, you're a big fan of Michael Jackson also.
Oh, of course. MJ. Yeah.
So I've made a game for you.
Okay. I'm scared. Do it.
No, it's so I'm going to read the lyrics to some of his songs.
Okay.
And I'm going to get you to guess what the songs are. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
That was a very Cardi B.
It was, right? I know, I love that girl.
Yeah, I love your vibe. I think you and her would get on well.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm joking.
And also, she has just had a baby, so she might know what thrush is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, when you have a baby, I think that happens.
Yeah.
Okay, first one. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Back in the spring.
Oh, shit.
Early. Oh, every morning birds would sing.
Oh, I know this one.
Do you remember?
Do you remember the time?
Hey!
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Back in the spring. Hey. November. Every morning birds would sing. Do you remember?
That's a good one.
Oh, love it.
Okay,
love.
Up next. Oh my God, don't look.
Okay, I'm not looking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been the victim of a selfish kind
of
love.
Oh my God, man in the mirror.
Oh my gosh!
I've been a victim of a selfish kind of love.
Brilliant song. Can't believe how good you are at this. Okay, I have picked fairly easy songs. This is the final one.
Okay.
You better run.
Oh.
You better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood. Don't want to
be a macho man. Yeah.
What is
beat it?
Oh! Well, well, well.
You better run. You better do what you can.
The funny thing is I never knew that was the lyric. I always do that thing.
Well, you make
Is a fourth one. Oh, there's a fourth one. That's even more exciting. But you know when you make it up, like, you better run, you better do what you can. Don't try my cinnamon, I can
match a man. Yeah.
And it's like, don't try and be a macho man. You're like, I'm inside a dick, I'm out of my man. Like, as a kid. Yeah. Like, when you hear little kids sing the lyrics, you're like, get it right. And that's, I was the kid being like, bless a man, right, okay. Let's do the final one. Let me find it on... Where is it on here? Oh, here it is. Okay. You're going to get this straight away. I can't.
Oh, I hope so.
Darkness falls across the land. Ooh. The midnight hour is close to hand.
Oh, I know this song.
Creatures crawl in search
Thriller!
Of...
Thriller!
Yes!
Darkness falls across the land.
That kind of sounds like me anyway.
And you're listening to Harriet Rose on Food.
I just played the Raxu. That's Raxu, by the way.
I love it.
Sorry about that. No, guys, okay. We're in the middle of an interview, Raxu. Thank you very much. Well done. You were incredible at that. I'm really impressed.
Me too, actually. Damn.
I barely got through the first sentence and you knew.
I'm so good.
Very good.
I'm intelligent.
Tell me what you're up to right now. What have we got to expect next? Are you going to be releasing any more singles? Are you doing any gigs?
Yes, I'm gigging. I've got one on Sunday in Soho. I can't remember the venue. Oh my God, please forgive me. But
we can go to at Lena London.
Yeah,
with
on
Lena's
Instagram.
With an H, L-I-N-A-H-H, London. And we can find out you're gigging somewhere in Soho on Sunday.
Yeah, watch the interesting stories. No, I'm joking. They're really not that interesting, but watch them.
You don't know where you're going to be. And then the next...
It's in Soho. And then at the moment, I'm just booking everything up because...
So we need to keep an eye on your socials.
Yeah, yeah.
At Lena London. Go find it.
Yeah.
www.socialmedia.com.
Yeah.
So I think we should play your song now.
Oh, yay.
It's been so lovely to have you here. And I'm just going to have to try and find it now because I've lost it all the way down. I did pull
it's
it up. There
head.
It is. It's number one.
Yay!
Lena, it's been a pleasure. You're a really
Thank
lovely
you.
Girl.
Thank
Make
you.
Sure you come back and see us.
Yes, 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 yes.
And
Thank
I'll
you so
do
much
a harder
me.
Quiz next time.
Okay.
Because
you.
Were, I feel like you were too good at that. I also, by the way, you didn't even notice, but when I started the quiz, I nearly said man in the mirror. I was like, okay, first man in the mirror. I was like, no, wait, that's not how we do it.
No, I didn't notice.
Can you introduce your single, please, for me?
Okay. Hey, guys, this is Lena London's first ever single. Well, first good single. And it's called In My Head.
Yes, I love you.
Baby, are we friends more, or am I just a
guys, what's up? This is Tyler Hilton, and you're listening to my friend Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Don't do anything crazy.
Don't do anything crazy. Joseph Lawrence and the Gardener in the studio. Woo! It's what literally one of my favorite band names on earth. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good, man.
Very good. Thank you.
I'm really loving your video for Eclipse. It's like a really, I don't know, it was quite intense.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was quite emotionally moved by it. Is that where it came? Did it come from a place of kind of deep emotional movement, or was it kind of, did you feel separated from it at the point of?
No, definitely came from like a personal place. I don't know if I thought that at the time of making the actual song, but as I don't know, as it kind of grew and it lived in its own kind of environment, habitat, it just, yeah, it took a very kind of personal thing, yeah.
And I think you two together, I'm going to go back and talk about how you came together as a band, but it feels like you're both on the same, obviously that makes sense, but like the wavelength is really strong, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we feel like we're kind of connected mentally a little bit, like with a lot of the writing and things tend to come together a lot, and we feel like, because I make all the music and Joe writes it all, so we feel like a lot of the time we're coming from the same place without kind of discussing it, and we feel very, we're like brothers,
yeah, literally.
Or lovers.
Brothers and lovers, no, that's weird.
Not at the same time. One or the other.
One day brother, one day lover. That's better. It's weird because I think it's a new, not a new thing, it's been happening for years and years and years, but it's a new popular thing that people are like, oh. Rather than just being a solo singer, it's like actually get in a band with the person who produces the music and you can make something so much more. Because, you know, a lot of artists just go in the studio with different producers, but a lot of people are now working with one person and making it that's their...
Yeah, well, it started off as basically we just did a session and it was, you know, it was just going to be
Joe,
me producing stuff for Joe. But then, yeah, the further we kind of got into it, we were a bit more like, no, we felt a bit more... Well, this we basically thing, felt the connection.
Yeah, definitely. And, definitely. And it's also a thing of like, it's also a thing of respect as well. I think a lot of people who obviously do what Juby does, like, don't get the respect that they deserve ultimately. Do you know what I mean? And a singer can be greedy and take everything, but I don't necessarily think that's not necessarily right. So
that's not who you are as well. So
no, 100%. Oh. Like without Jib, I think, you know, I wouldn't be the man I am today. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have the.
God.
No, but that's
Stop
it. That's it. Though. That's it. Like, I wouldn't have the. We wouldn't have the songs that we have. Do you know what I mean? I think Jibby could say the same thing. We've helped each other
definitely,
grow.
Definitely.
And
he's like, nah.
I'd be fine. I'd be alright.
I'd be alright. You know.
The good thing about it is just it was a natural thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just
organic,
like,
happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
And Jibby, you're the garden.
I am.
Is that because you like gardening? You feel like a garden? You've got green fingers. Where did it come from?
I mean, none of those things.
None of those, you stupid idiot.
Basically, originally what I wasn't going to... I basically wasn't going to really be mentioned. It was going to be Joseph Lawrence and I was just going to be kind of more behind the scenes, which I still am a little bit. But, like, we were going to have Joseph Lawrence and the Garden as... We were going to call the band the Garden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we have a band.
Yeah,
we do our live gigs.
But you're now you've
and then Joe,
you succumbed to the garden.
And then Joe basically said you should be the garden, and I really like gardens, so it kind of worked out.
Do you spend a lot? Do you have a garden?
Yeah,
living in London, it's a difficult thing to achieve.
I have a massive garden.
Oh, okay. I see.
I mean, it's like it's flat, so I haven't got like a mansion or anything, but. It's kind of just my family's garden because we're a bit more territorial. So.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, just kick everyone else out.
And I feel a deep connection with that garden, so maybe that all worked out.
And it works because it's a beautiful name. It's like it worked, you know what I mean? It really feels pretty.
Sounds very nice.
Yeah.
And for us as well, I think you could even see like the garden as like something. I need to say this right because otherwise there'll be a lot of.
Is it going to be something about lady gardens? Because I feel.
I hope not.
Well, what I was going to say is like. I think with a garden, it's quite like natural, and it's quite like organic, and it's nature. Do you know what I mean? So I think, obviously, to go along with our natural process of like,
oh yeah, because you naturally met organically in the natural moment.
Yeah, exactly, and it's like a growing thing.
So
God, I like it,
a garden is forever growing. You know what I mean?
There's probably a really good way of putting that.
Yeah, well, I'll figure it out better for next time. But
listen, I feel like that was like a really good explanation of the garden element. The track also, Russell Elevado.
Yes,
that's pretty mental.
Yeah,
he produced obviously D'Angelo's Voodoo and
Black Messiah.
Like
Erykah Badu.
I mean, it's insane. You guys DM'd him, didn't you?
Well, our managers did. We weren't brave enough for that.
Yeah,
but yeah, that is a little bit of a dream come true for us.
But it's kind of cool nowadays that is the way music gets made. Like, you can just DM someone that big. That
100%. Yeah,
you can really feel it in the track as well. It's got a lot of soul and a lot of kind of impact. And I feel like it, because you produced it originally just the two of you, and then you obviously did it,
and then
it kind of brings that extra element. Was that weird for you, or was it like just totally a dream come true?
I mean, I'm very kind of stubborn, and I like things how I want them, and that's generally just how I've done them, rightfully or wrongfully. But we got so much respect for him, and he's literally done our favorite albums. It felt okay.
Yeah, we were allowed to let the reins go.
Yeah. It was okay. It was because he was only mixing it, and it's not like he was, you know, producing it.
So
he did an amazing job, and
sounds great.
So so happy.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Yeah.
And
this
is your first. This is your debut single. What made you pick this one? What made you choose to go with this?
There was a lot of tossing and turning, different songs, but I think ultimately the decision to go with Eclipse was just the sheer quality of it. I think we just had the confidence in the quality of it, and we thought, you know, as a first kind of statement, this is something that's it's impactful. It's just got every element that we kind of provide in our music. You know,
it has
a lot of the
key elements, but it's also not. It gives us more, we have loads ready to go basically, and it kind of gives us place to go with that.
Good path
still being able to kind of shock people a little bit, and
but it kind of, if I'm honest, when I saw the video and I listened to the track for the first time, it did shock me. Like, your vocals are so powerful and the track is so, like, you know, it just wasn't what I expected at all, which I think is exactly what you want, isn't
it? That's good, yeah,
because like the name and everything, like, you know, like, for example, you'd say like Rag and Bone Man is synonymous with that name and who he is. We all know who he is.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you know that that's, you know, you link Rag and Bone Man with that soul, with that. And it's kind of cool to have like, it's exactly say organic, like kind of natural name and then be like, boom!
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I just really was, it was exciting for me because I was like, wow, this is amazing.
What were you expecting?
Well, I don't really know. I didn't ordain it in my head, but I almost didn't expect it to be as almost like deep and powerful and like bam in my face. It was more, I don't know, I just, it was definitely not what I expected. What I expected, I have no idea.
Good,
that's good,
fantastic.
That's
really
you want good. People to be shocked, and also everything I read about it, everyone was just like, whoa, what's going on?
It's really good.
People have said some really nice stuff.
It's sick, and also the video is like really super high emotion, like quite like, wow, I need to take a minute. Like, that was because it's heartbreak, and everyone has experienced that, and it's that thing of, especially if someone breaks up with you and it's not your choice. That's how I felt about it. That's how I saw it. It's like, you've taken the choice out of my hands, and all I've got to do is feel shit about it.
That's a very hard thing.
Is that something you guys have experienced? Did that go into the track?
Oh. Yeah.
Change the subject.
Okay, let's go. Let's not go into it. But let's talk about the next step. What's the new music that's coming? Do you know what you're releasing next, or is it just the pool is?
There's a few songs that we're looking at, and we're kind of just trying to decide which makes the most sense.
Yeah.
But there's the stuff ready to go.
Whatever comes out, just be ready, because it's going to be the best thing you ever hear.
So. I'm strapped in. Got my seatbelt on. I'm ready for some more heartbreak, heartache, or maybe love. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see. And you said about your live stuff that you wanted to kind of go the next level. You want to do a bit of an experience for the audience.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I think when we're playing live, obviously people we look up to anyway, like James Brown, Prince, I think they always take it to that next level. And it's like, for us, the intimacy is so important. So whenever we play live, we just make sure we kind of lay it all out on the line, you know what I mean? Don't leave any, don't, you know what I mean? Just take your mask off and fully...
You want to create what you created in the video 100%, live.
Yeah, 100%, yeah, and more, because you're actually there seeing it. It's, it's going to be like a physical kind of experience and a visual, you know what I mean?
I might
jump into the crowd and...
You definitely should.
Pull you off on stage.
You should definitely do that. Definitely do that too. All of the above.
Yeah, I like, but with live as well, I think I've always been a person where I just... It's not necessarily kind of pre-planned, do you know what I mean?
Nah,
I'm just there
I
feed off the energy of the crowd and what kind of feels right in the moment.
Yeah, you don't want to jump into the crowd if everyone's just like chilling and you're like, way, let's go.
I'm not going to stage dive. You know
what I mean? If it's not a vibe. When do you think we're going to see some live shows? Are you going to drop some more tunes or are you on the way, like are you doing some live stuff soon?
Next live show is actually 24th. Yeah. Off September.
Oh, so not long.
Yeah, Shoreditch. So
the Curtain is a lovely venue.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Although the last time I was there, I was sick because I was so drunk.
You can't be sick again.
I will definitely come and be sick again.
After we've...
No. Yeah, obviously won't do it during the stage dive. That would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing anyway, but... I shall definitely come to that because it's a really cool venue for your kind of music as well, because it's quite dark in there.
Yeah.
It's quite moody and quite like, it's got the aesthetic that you guys would suit you guys really well. Well, it's been a bloody pleasure having you in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Keep us in the loop. Make sure you keep sending us all your music before it comes out so that I can listen to it before everyone else.
For sure.
Should we play a bit of Eclipse?
Please.
Can you guys introduce it for me?
We're Joseph Lawrence in the Garden and this is our debut single, Eclipse.
Something like an eclipse, you came in and left. You ran away with my life. Rare side of your grace is something I can't explain. Come again. You slipped away with the nightlight. You left through the back door. Sudden grew through my blinds, it felt so real. I need to find my love, like an eclipse, you can't. You left like an eclipse. You came down. You left like an eclipse. You came down. You left like an eclipse. You came down. You left like an eclipse. Like the water behind the dark, you hid from my. Without you I'm weak. Cold all alone. I kept the sheets in the bedroom in case you'd ever.
like an eclipse. You came, then you left. Like an eclipse, you came, then you left. Like an eclipse, you came, then you left. Like an eclipse.
Lisa Mercedes is on the line right now. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Hey.
How are you, babe?
I'm good, hon.
How's it going over there? You are literally so busy. I can't even... Everything is coming out right now. Like, Substance is absolutely banger, featuring Abracadabra. I love it. We're going to play it a little bit later. How's things going for you? Do you feel like you're just so crazy busy you haven't got time for anything?
You know what? Yeah, I'm mad busy, but I'm so grateful at the same time, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, things are very exciting. I've seen you've been sliding into Nicki Minaj's DMs, like, doing some crazy shit. She's just dropped her album.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Substance, then. That's your latest track.
Right, yeah. So, basically, I just wanted to do something different to show people a different side of me. Because, if you know, my recent song, The Whole Dark, you know, the old Jamaican culture, back it up and wine up and this, that. So I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to do something different to let people know what I've been through and also I'm coming from, and just for people to know the journey, you know. So I just wanted to do that to show my fans.
I feel like you've been showing lots of different sides of yourself too, because, like, No Disturbance was super romantic, like, showed a little, little romance side to you as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Has anyone, I wanted to know, what is the most romantic thing you've ever done or someone's done for you?
Someone's done for me. I'm trying to think. Oh, no, it's just Valentine's Day. I'm trying to think, most romantic.
We need to get some romance in the building, right? Lisa Mercedes, go romance Lisa Mercedes right now. I'll do it, babe. I'm all over it. I'm coming over to romance you, babe. I'm coming over. Listen, we've got some problems with the sound, so I'm going to play the track. I'm going to play Substance, and we're going to come back to you in a minute. Is that okay? We're going to try and call you back.
No problem.
All right, babe. This is Substance, Lisa Mercedes.
People should know better. My life, it wasn't easy. Tell them the ramp with the go-getter.
No
me, I come from nothing to something. Make them go and talk up. Them can't touch a button. Oh yes, me not worry about stress. You can't stop my progress. Lisa, the girl, you're so blessed. Them a succeed while me a success. Gotta guide me right on the path, yeah. Me life good, nothing me never shatter. Them two mix up, them life full of drama. Ah, that's why me a go harder. Fuck you and your life. A substance over hype. And we make them can't sleep at night. And my life, so me do what me like. Fuck you while you're talking. Show me pretty and me day up on some Boston. Keep it moving, laughing. Put them in a coffin. Them a chat and we a win them a vibrate. Say them a come and we a sit down and a wait. Them a try to take the food off of me plate. But God greats, girl greats. Them a chat and we a win them a vibrate. Say them a come and we a sit down and a wait. Them a try to take the food off of me plate. But God greats, girl greats.
If I'm still step with my blade upon the street, car, I got beef on the roadside. Niggas wanna smoke cash. So I think the most high that they ain't ever bought me. I'm a worst cause I get so high. It's peak in these streets that I'm walking. Living what I'm talking. If you beat my bread, then I'm a boring. Fuck you and your postcode. So to the world. We got bang for you, your cousin and your bro. But can't tell me about luck. Fuck from my bus, cook from my kitchen window and the chicks didn't buck me. Mommy, if you hear this, I'm sorry. This life ain't lovely. I'ma buy you a house up in country. Cause that's what made me. No industry can ever change me. Only difference now is I've made peace. I had 100 grand, I like 9 with my grandma right beside me. I know they wanna see me flat on my face, but I'm back on my game. Expensive like Sam said, the space. Couple pumps while I was done out here. Wait till my headline show I have your baby mom drunk out here.
Fuck you and your life. A substance over hype. How we make them can't sleep at night. And my life, so me do what me like. Fuck you and
you're talking to me pretty and me day up on some busting. Keep it moving, laughing, put them in a coffin. Them a chat and we a win them a very. Say them a come and we a sit down and a wait. Them a try to take the food off of me plate. Fuck and grits, girl grits. Them a chat and we a win them a very. Say them a come and we a sit down and a wait. Them a try to take the food off of me plate. Fuck God grits, girl grits. Fuck you and your life. A substance over hype. And we make them can't sleep at night. Some do want me like. Fuck you when you're talking. Show me pretty and me day up on some busting. Keep it moving, laughing. Put them in a coffin. They a chat and we a win them a baby. Say them a come and we a sit down and a wait. They a try to take the food off of me plate. Fuck and grits, girl grits. They a chat and we a win them a baby. Say them a come and we a sit down and a wait. They a try to take the food off of me plate. Fuck and grits.
I think we've lost Lisa. We're going to try and get her back in a second, guys. What a babe. That song is a banger. Shall I pop another song on? We're going to try and ring her back. We're going to try and ring Lisa back. That was Substance featuring Abracadabra, her brand new single. If you haven't checked out the video, it's really sick. It features her kind of rags to riches story. That's what it was. I was written about. It was absolutely, it's really sick. I don't know. It's just a really cool video. She's a babe. I'm really excited for the things she's doing. We're going to put a track on, try and get Lisa back. Otherwise, thank you so much to Lisa for popping by. This is Coco Chanel. Nicki Minaj featuring Foxy Brown. Straight up. Oh, are we ready? Oh no, she's gonna come. She's gonna come. We lost her. Oh, hold on. Oh, I'm sorry everybody, we're having a little bit of a moment. We're just trying to get, we want to talk to Lisa right now. We want to get Lisa back in the building. Let me play you something. This is my friend Michael Payne.
VUBAR Radio presents
We do have our first very special guest. It is, of course, the lovely Etta Bond. Let Me Hit It is out.
Yes.
Is there a video?
There is a video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you naked in the video at any point?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not scared to get naked?
I actually really enjoy being naked.
I think we all should.
Yeah. Am I a nudist?
Lisa Mercedes, are you...
Hey!
Yay!
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Listen, that video for Substance is sick. It's kind of a rags-to-riches storyline, you know, uh-huh. Kind of showing everyone who you are. Is that kind of, like, it feels like a real... This is showing you your success and all the things you've been kind of doing lately. Yep. Is that how you feel about it?
Yeah, definitely. I just want to show the people that, you know, some especially like female artists that want to come in the industry as well. Some people just think you just start doing music like that and just happen overnight, you know?
I know, and you've got work.
Some people that have been doing it for years, even I've got a side job on the side, and it doesn't just happen overnight. It's just hard work and dedication, and just keep on working hard until you get there.
And I think it makes it even more important when you've worked hard to get there. Otherwise, if it's easy, it just means nothing, you know?
Easy come, easy go.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. You've been working with some incredible people already. I mean, as you say, you've been in the industry doing sick things for a minute. Is there a dream collaboration, someone that you're desperate to work with in the industry right now?
Yes. My dream collab is definitely Nicki Minaj.
Oh, we got to make this happen. You've got to jump on a remix of a track from her new album, please.
Anything is possible.
Listen, I feel like it's going to happen. I feel like it's going to happen. You've had a really busy summer, and you're going to be playing Reading and Leeds Festival in a couple of weeks, which we're going to be at. Are you looking forward to that? Because that is going to be a big day. Kendrick Lamar's headlining on that day.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward for Reading and Leeds Festival. I just can't wait, man. And it's my first time performing there as well. So yeah, I'm so excited.
Will you come and have a chat with us at Reading? Yeah, we can have a real life hug, and I'll do some romancing too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, babe.
So
I'll be romancing you at Reading, but just as we've played your song, I'm going to play a bit of your favourite Nicki Minaj. This is Coco Chanel. You're a babe, Lisa Mercedes. Please come back soon.
Okay.
Thank you, lovely. Bye.
I don't think. Bye.
Pull on the gangster.
Hey yo, Sean. Oh,
Hey yo, John, we back on the Coco shit, nigga, number one. Okay. Every bitch, blood clot, yo. Hey yo. Brooklyn, King Flex, go.
Yo,
let's go, baby.
Dame a la coco, yeah, a la coco. Ellos quieren coco, y yo tampoco. Never trust a broke hoe, don't fuck with poco. Número uno, me llama Yoko. Pull up in them thing things, and let them things swing. Niggas know my name ring, and they go ding ding. If I get an inkling, the thing is sing sing. Ain't talking about the singer, the thing is sting sting. Ayo, if I'm in the Gurkha, then they in the back of it. If I tell them eat food, then they make a snack of it. If they take your cocaine, then they make a crack of it. If they have your gold chain, then they make a plaque of it. No, we never lack on it, run up with the Mac on it. Put a couple racks on it, they gon' put the whack on it. She got the Nikki bundles, worth a stack on it. That's worth a Brooklyn, that's worth a Bucktown. That's worth a Harlem World, shout out the Uptown. You know I shine on them, I spray sheen on them. That's worth the Southside, Jamaica Queens on them. I'm mad Queens on them, with mad schemes on them. I never scale back, the triple beams on them. My ice gleams on them, Wu-Tang creams on them. I pull up on the block, bumping Biggie dreams on them. 100 degrees on them, but ice freeze on them. A light breeze on them, I might breeze on them. Might do it like it's Christmas and light trees on them. I see the copycats biting my steez on them. Dame a la coco, yeah, a la coco. Ellos quieren coco, y yo tampoco. Never trust a broke hoe, don't fuck with poco. Número uno, me llama Yoko. Pull up in them thing things, and let them things swing. Niggas know my name ring, and they go ding ding. If I get an inkling, the thing is sing sing. Ain't talking about the singer, the thing is sting sting.
Give me some blood clot gunshot. Brooklyn, where the fuck we at? Flatbush, Bed-Stuy, that's my world of big. I'ma murder them rats, clot. All black Chloe Chaps, Galliano Scully to the back. Fuck my ratchet at, commit me up to that. Sit on my chat board, back like I never left. Man down when I come round, boy, y'all bitches better than King Fox, King Kong, back on my chunny nigga. Valentino bling gone, boy, y'all bitches duck be fuck. Nick, come fuck it up, body gal, I'm back it up. Cook up on my foot down, seize upon me, they can print the red board. See them, boss one for baby, see them jump. Say one try, I the blood clot, this, but my will let my day. Them bitches in them bum ass, Louis Thais. I'm on my clip, new drip, man, herping day days. Gunslingers, let me see y'all gun fingers. Y'all bitches dick riders,
little Nicky, yeah.
Little Ingers.
Yeah, my man, like Coco, yeah, like Coco. Ellos quieren Coco, y yo tampoco. Never trust a broke hoe, don't fuck with Coco. Número uno, me llama Yoko. Pull up in them thing things, and let them things swing. Niggas know my name ring, and they go ding ding. If I get an inkling, the thing is sing sing. Ain't talking about the singer, the thing is sing sing. 5+1, it's me, Young Chun. And me, I the fuck up, the play is undone. So tell him run, come, and bring along some.
Hey yo, five.
They'll make us or break us.
Root the young guns.
Illest to ever do it, tell them they recognize. When I can't tell, them fit free of vibes. They call me Miss Bitch, but I don't miss bitch. Got real shooters for the D up, guys. Umi, I'm physically fine. Who she? Inside, we know she dying. Bitch ain't see billboard in 2017. Had to drop queen on her like a guillotine. All these jealous bitches on the jelly team. Keeping it 100, that's a jelly bean.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
We're in and out of love, we're vulnerable. But we'll tell you that we're tough. Some of these guys never think that they get caught, think that we're blind. But they're forgetting that we talk. If he never calls when he says he will, if he always tells you to keep it chill, if you see him out with another girl, baby, then you know he was never real. If he never wants you to meet his friends, if he ain't tagging you on the gram, take your heart and turn around while you still can. And tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, I got somewhere else to be. And I don't lose my head for nobody. Says he's online, but he told you he's asleep. You stay inside, like he never wants you to be seen. Ain't got a job, no. Says he models on the side, swears you're the one. Oh, but he's not the label type. If he never calls and he says he will, if he always tells you to keep it chill, if you see him out with another.
MG, I was just discussing earlier today, that is such a throwback to like early Christina, you know, Samantha Mumba, for those of you who know the Queen Samantha Mumba. You know, like the time of like Billy Piper and that vibe. It's really back to like early noughties pop music. I really like it. Loyal to Me, that's what we were chatting about when I talked to her at Stand and Calling. She was talking about this single that she was releasing because it was perfect for that girl from Love Island who said Loyal a lot. Yeah, we love her. We love her. Hopefully we'll be seeing her again soon. It's very close to the end of the show. I wanted to finish with today's champion, and it's a very sad champion today, as it is Aretha Franklin, who sadly passed away. I just wanted to spend a bit of a minute celebrating her music. So first I'm going to play one of my personal favourites. Well, I'm playing two of my favourites of her songs. We're going to finish the show with the final one, but this is I Knew You Were Waiting For Me, George Michael and Aretha Franklin. Totally iconic artist who we've sadly now lost, but one of my favourite Aretha Franklin songs, that is, and also George Michael. It's just a brilliant tune. It wasn't actually originally meant to be a duet, but it was actually It was massive, like Grammy Award winning number one. But it was in the it was her Franklin's biggest hit on Billboard Adult Contemporary chart. It spent ages at number two, and it just did really. Everyone absolutely loved it. I didn't realize it was released in 1987, before I was born. But I knew about it as soon as I was born. I was like, that is my song. It's just such a sad day, and we're very sad that Aretha is no longer with us. But I mean, what a woman, and what an amazing self. Like, she's the queen of soul. Everyone knows that. People, Barack Obama's been tweeting, Paul McCartney, John Legend. It's a really, really sad day, but also a day of remembrance. And she's such a wonderful woman who had a really long and like ever changing career. You know, it wasn't, she didn't just make it from the beginning. There was a beginning of her career when it was like kind of happening. And then I think when she dropped Respect, things really kicked off for her, and it became an absolute like certainty that she was going to be a star. And a lot of musicians, you know, as they get older and you know, go into later life, they don't continue to make music and be successful. But she continued to make music for years and years and years, and she actually performed. She number one. She's one of the best-selling artists of all time, having sold over 75 million records worldwide. She's also performed for three presidents: Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. I think that's actually incredible. I just really think she's a very inspirational woman. She's an amazing person in music. She's was performing up until did nothing stop this woman, and it's really sad to hear. She's released 42 studio albums. I mean, that is unbelievable. Her biggest hit in the UK was actually that track we just played, I Knew You Were Waiting For Me. It reached number one here, and apparently the UK absolutely loved it. I'm going to finish today's show with R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Respect, Aretha Franklin, R.I.P. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you back again next week, 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.